right, the Epistle of James, chapter 2, verse 1. My brethren, have not the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, with respect of persons. If there come unto your assembly a man with a gold ring, in goodly apparel, and there come also a poor man in vile raiment, and ye have respect to him that weareth the gay clothing, and say to him, Sit thou here in a good place, and say to the poor, Stand thou there, or sit here under my footstool. Are you not then partial in yourselves, and become judges of evil thoughts? Hearken, my beloved brethren, hath not God chosen the poor of this world, rich in faith, and heirs of the kingdom, which he hath promised to them that love him? But ye have despised the poor. Do not rich men oppress you, and draw you before the judgment seats? Do not they blaspheme that worthy name by the which ye are called? Again, James says a very mindful thing about the rich and the poor, the rich and the poor. God has called, as Paul taught, all men. That's why he says the rich should rejoice in that they are made low. God has called rich and poor, free and bond, small and great, by his gospel, kings and servants, men and women, Jews and Gentiles. He's called all people of all in the world. Now, he doesn't call every individual, but he does call from all walks of life. And he has chosen. And he's saying here that we don't have faith with respect of persons, meaning, preferring one over the... He made it pretty clear what he meant by that, that we should... there's God. It says God is no respecter of persons. God doesn't... It's like, well, I can't save him. He's poor. There's no... God despises that sort of thing because God... it says in Paul. Here's the thing. What does Paul say? Yes. We see that not many... I think it's got to be... Now, see, here's my... My deficiency always comes up as, okay, where was it? It's going to be 1 Corinthians, I think. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, I'm glad I just turned right there. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 25. The foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. For you see your calling, brethren, now that not many wise men after the flesh are called. Not many mighty, not many noble are called, but God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty, and the base things of the world, and the things which are despised, hath God chosen, yea, and the things which are not, to bring to naught the things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. God calls more poor people than he does rich people. There's more poor people available to call, true. But he calls more. He says, not many wise, not many mighty, not many rich either. Not many great men of the earth. People who have a lot in this world don't have as many people called as those who have little. And the same way, I think, goes in a lot of righteousness too. I mean, a lot of the people God calls are big time sinners. As Peter said, when the Lord turned to him, he said, Lord, look away from me. I'm a sinful man. And Paul said, Christ came to this earth to save sinners, of whom I am chief. And I also am among the number of unlikely people, big sinners, but not big on, like Jesus said, the whole have no need of a physician. What do you need with a Savior, you who have it all? What do you need with a heavenly reward, you who have gold rings and good clothes? Notice in verse 2 he says, assembly. That word here is synagogue, literally. Synagoge. If there comes to your synagogue. Because James was here, was writing to the Jews, to the 12 tribes, scattered abroad in the diaspora. In fact, that's the Greek word of scattered abroad. It's en diaspora, in the dispersion. So he's taught, James, as Paul, as it says, he was very forward to preach the gospel to the circumcision. He was very mindful of his brethren. God didn't put him, not that he had any despising towards the Gentiles, but God put a real heart in James and Peter and them to be preaching the gospel to the circumcision, meaning the Jews. Okay? So he's talking in the sense of a synagogue, because a lot of the Jews were still meeting in synagogues. Gentiles, they may not have gone to a synagogue. In fact, they wouldn't have been allowed into a synagogue. This caused problems and friction sometime during the course of history. And when certain came up from Jerusalem from James, it says in the book of Galatians, Peter, when he saw them, he started separating himself from the Gentiles, which to Paul was an offense. And he said that was wrong. And I can guarantee you that Peter didn't continue in that. Why? Because I know Peter was a man of God. So he was going to fulfill all righteousness. And James too. James did not try to, when they went up to Jerusalem to see what the Gentiles should have to follow, they didn't say, oh, they got to be circumcised. They got to do this, they got to do that. But in any case, there's still many in synagogues, the Jewish believers. There's still a lot of division. This is, remember, a whole lot of history is coming down where there's separations between Jews and Gentiles. The Jews are so used to this. It takes some getting used to for them. And there wasn't this big thing where it's like, a believer in Jesus really had to separate himself necessarily yet. Because, even the Old Testament was a way of godliness, There's a law that's trying to lead you to righteousness. These were things that people were already seeking. They're saying, here comes a poor guy in vile raiment, literally dirty, cheap. In a sense, figuratively, cheap or shabby, shabby clothes. But then another guy, goodly, is literally bright or shining. Oh, imagine someone walks into the church and he's got some shining clothes on. And it says, and now you have respect. It means you cast your eyes on that person and say, oh. Now, it doesn't mean necessarily, what he's saying is a person, let's say you have 10 people walk in shabby clothes, but then a guy walks in with beautiful clothes and you say, oh, sir, come here. Let me show you where you can say, oh, how are you today? Oh, great to have you. And all the other people got ignored. He's saying you don't be like that.